Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 495 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 37, Storm Before the Calm, part one.
It aired November 15th, 2003, written by Doug Sloan and directed by Paul Hoagie.
Was that Paul Sub Sandwich?
Paul Grinder.
Paul Grinder's back? So the reason I started giggling is because 1 second before I said the thing, Josh said Storm Before the Calm. And so that was in my brain and I almost said it. But you will not trick me today, Josh.
Damn. Well, it was worth a shot. That's also how I read it in my head when I was scrolling through.
So let's part the kimono a tiny bit. We haven't recorded in a week and a half for a lot of reasons. The last two episodes were real reasons. I want to talk about last Monday when we were supposed to record this episode. I want to talk about the reason that didn't get recorded. It's because maybe someone's alarm didn't make any noise at him.
Okay, so I brought Latasha to work for 8 o'clock. I usually come back home, I set an alarm for 10, and I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I wake up at 10 and take a shower while we record.
Yeah.
Well, that day, I woke up at noon in a panic because I just immediately knew it was too late.
I'm too well rested. Everyone knows that feeling.
And I looked at my phone and the screen was the alarm. And it was so technically it was going off. And it had the like snooze or stop button on it and no noise was coming out of my phone. So I don't know why that happened. It has not happened since. It was just that one time.
Just the one time. So I sat down at normal recording time, and I was like, I'm hopping in the Hangout now. And like 15 minutes went by, and I was like, you coming? And then another 15 minutes went by, and I was like, let me just... So I went and I checked, and you had tweeted something at like 4:30 in the morning, or like 5 or 6 in the morning or something like that. And I was like, that boy is asleep. So I was like, I had to take my dog to the vet to get his nails clipped. So I was like, I got to do a thing at 3. So if you are awake before, like, I don't know, 1-ish, and you want to, we decided not to. It's probably just as well, because the second I came on, because if anyone knows anything about us, is that we find something that works and we use that. So we have used the same Google Hangout link for about a year now, I think. And I went on Twitter. It's in our Twitter messages because we usually talk over text, so we don't really message each other. So
our current link is from February.
It's from February. Okay, so it's only been a couple months then. That might be the same link from before, and I just put it back in to bump it back up because it was at the bottom.
That's probably it.
So I go to click it, and I see on the side that Austin Powers is trending.
What a day that was.
At first, I thought, oh no, maybe Austin Powers died. But then I saw the Denzel Washington gif.
So you posted the Denzel Washington gif.
So I knew that he was groovy, baby. So it's probably a good thing we didn't record.
The Loch Ness Monster was trending yesterday.
Did Nessie die?
No, I saw the Denzel Washington gif, and so I knew that Nessie was still just a myth.
Oh my gosh.
A myth that I actually believe and want to go see.
But. I mean, look, someday I also like to get up there. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Ninja Storm's very good, and we're almost at the end. And so, you know, when better? Because if you wait another week, it will be over, and then you won't be watching along. You'll be watching after the fact, and you'll look like a real dink. Mm-hmm. Ball's in your court, everybody. We're going to go watch Storm Before the Calm, part one.
Ninja Storm Ranger form. And we're back. We just watched Storm Before the Calm. I don't know what I said before. Storm Before the Calm. Children of the Calm, part one.
Part one. Have you watched any Children's of the Corn? You do a lot of horror movies nowadays.
I have not watched that particular series or singular movie.
There's a lot of them, I think.
I haven't, which is weird. You think that would be right up my alley because I'm like, I'm pretty invested in the creepypasta of Black Eyed Kids.
Right.
It's one of my faves. So you think I would watch Children in the Corn, but no, I've just never really been interested.
Just never got to it?
Yeah.
Have you watched, I was going to bring this up later, have you watched the original Evil Dead movies?
No.
Okay, never mind then. I have a there's a thing that happens that I was like, this is
that's not the one with the Ash.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Army of Darkness. Are those the same?
Army of Darkness is the third Evil Dead movie.
Okay, okay. It's got one of those confusing naming conventions. Yeah. No, I do want to check those out, though.
They're good. The second one is much better than the first one, but the first one is real fun to watch because they made it for like $11. It's clearly a bunch of friends in a cabin in the woods making a movie, and I like that about it. But there's a shot in this episode that is straight up a Sam Raimi a ridge. I forgot. It's been a week and a half. I forgot how to do this thing. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there and listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue, I think. Lightspeed Rescue? Sounds right.
Hang on. I can tell you.
Maybe it's just Lost Galaxy? GIF. It should be Lightspeed Rescue by now, I feel like.
I don't think Lightspeed's on there.
Maybe it's just Lost Galaxy then.
No, it is. Lightspeed's on there.
Hey, look at us. There's also the archive, the feed, which is our, well, it was our pinned tweet. I'm assuming it's the same website again.
It's not the same thing. The difference is...
it's so HTTP, you know, and not HTTPS.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
HTTP. P is Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
Okay.
HTTPS, I think the S stands for secure. And for whatever reason, HTTPS suddenly is not supported by our server because it worked at first, but now it doesn't.
That makes sense. That's about how things go around here.
So the link is the same. Just get the S out.
Get the
and it should work. And I had to restart editing it because the one that I was editing
fell apart
for some reason. Yeah, once I changed it to the HTTP and reloaded it into my phone, it wasn't showing me any episodes, so I goofed it up somewhere. So I started over because I couldn't find the mistake.
Because sure,
because code is like if you're looking in the ocean for one drop of oil, like,
right?
You know?
Right.
So hopefully it'll be updated with numbers and descriptions and stuff sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
but
well, this is coming out in like 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, so maybe by now.
Maybe.
It's getting there. I have no idea how any of that works, so that's literally all on you. I looked at it for 1 second and went, I've put an RSS feed into my iPod before, and that was it. That's as far as it goes. Anyway, but that is all the episodes up, all of our first 10 seasons of episodes, so once
that's
that gets
everything,
up there.
That's everything through Wild Force. And it's like separated by season and stuff. So even though the episode numbers aren't in there right now, everything's in order.
Okay.
So it's like, it's pretty easy to navigate.
Yeah. Nice. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Sister Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Pod.
The pod before the storm.
Wordy. I don't know.
The storm, the calm before the pod.
That would just be episodes of a show right before the show got off the rails, right? So like, like before the show, so it'd be like My Favorite Murder, but it'd be like the last episode before most of the intros were them talking about like what they were doing that day, which this is not shade, because that's just what we do. So I understand.
we garnish the entire episode.
Yeah,
with
we don't spend, and I have never listened to My Favorite Murder because I don't have any of those because I'm a normal person. So I actually do have a favorite murder, but it's, we don't need to talk about it here. It's not that I did personally. This, everybody just be okay. Just be cool.
I don't know. I've seen some of the pictures of your walks you've been taking.
Look.
It seems like you found some hiding spots.
Look, I can hide a body if I wanted to. That's not the point.
Just be ready for what you might find if you go any deeper.
I went on. I'll talk about it later. I went on a walk that was so the road that I go down is like Woods Crossing. It's just like this like nothing. It's like a dirt road, and there's like literally like maybe 200 feet of pavement right out front of like someone's house, and then like it goes back to being a worse dirt road, like a cobblestone, like a handmade cobblestone. So it's really bad, and it's like in the woods, and I'm like, this is legally a road. How is that possible? Like, I don't think you could drive a car on it. It doesn't seem like it'd be wide enough for most cars. But anyway, I was dunking on My Favorite Murder, a show I've never listened to, but I've heard a lot of people complain that most of it is like, if it's a 40-minute episode, 30 minutes of them is them just talking about stuff, and they'll talk about a murder for 10 minutes. I don't know how true that is.
Goosebuds does this cool thing where they read and review Goosebumps books. They used to go in order, but now they kind of jump around based on what their patrons want them to do.
Yeah.
But, like, the first 20 to 30 minutes of their episodes is a cold open where they just, like, chew the fat.
At least we have the dignity to let that happen the whole way through.
Yeah. Sometimes you might even hear about Power Rangers on
sometimes
the show.
It takes 17 minutes to start. Yeah, because we were talking about Luigi. The new how Luigi exists, apparently.
Or Tony Hawk.
Or Tony Hawk. That happens a lot these days. I'm just really happy Tony Hawk's a cool guy. It's one of the only good things about 2020 is that it turns out Tony Hawk rules. anyway, if you want to leave us a rating review any of those places, that'd be great. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show. And I always say as little as a dollar a month. There is no upper limit. You can support it. You can give. If you have $50,000 hanging out, you can give that to us.
Yeah, we will take it.
And you only really need to do that once to change our lives significantly. But, you know, look, the choice is yours and yours alone. Let's roll. This is a Monday episode, but it is also the finale, the part one of the finale.
Mm-hmm.
So should we do the stuff now and then next episode we just, like, get to it?
Yeah, I don't want to break. Look, I know it's a separate episode, but I don't want to break up the flow of the finale.
We do have a couple new patrons to thank. And by a couple, I mean, I think six. It's been a minute since we've read off patrons.
Yeah.
First up is from Robert H.
Thank you, Robert.
I don't know why I said is from. This money is from Robert H.
This patron is from.
Doug B. is a new patron.
Thank you, Doug.
Riley B. is a new patron.
Thank you, Riley.
Do they have the same last name? No, they don't. Never mind. Not even close. Jams W. is a new patron.
Thank you, Jams.
So is Matthew C.
Thank you, Matt.
And
I guess Matthew. I shouldn't get so casual with people. I don't know how how
people feel about
you
things.
Would feel about that. So thank you, Matthew.
And finally, Lissa L. is the newest patron.
Thank you, Lissa.
Thank you all so much for supporting the show. And if not this show, it's just us in general, because maybe those are for Pokemon. Who knows? Statistically speaking, they're probably for Pokemon. I don't know what the ratio is, but I have to assume it's heavily in the favor of them, of the other show. Josh, do we have any new reviews?
Not on our main feed, but I did go to the classic feeds. There are two on Classic Volume 2, but one of them is just like, when's the rest coming? And the other one is like, these are neat.
Okay.
But I do have one that I do want to read from Classic Feed Volume 1. It's our most recent review over there from August 6th.
Oh, that's pretty recent.
We have, how many are here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 reviews on Classic Feed 1 dating back to 2 years ago. Okay. I did not think this was up that long ago, but here we are.
Apparently, look, it's time keeps moving no matter what you do.
So maybe I'll dip into these when we don't have regular reviews to read. But anyway, the newest one from August 6th is from iTunes user I Play a Monk.
Sweet, love a monk.
And it is a 5-star review, and it is titled Morphantastic Show.
Dope. Love it.
Short and sweet. Two dumb babies talking about a dumb baby show, and I love every second of it.
That's it. That's on the back of our cereal box. That's what it says.
Send in your box tops.
So, box tops
and
for...
You get a rattle from a dumb baby.
For a dumb baby? Do you have any of those laying around?
I work at Walmart. I have access to rattles.
I got a rattle guy. I got a rattle guy. Sweet. All right. I think we have a new email from Luke. says, "Hey, Morphin Grid, I just wanted to drop you another line and tell you I've been enjoying going back through Ninja Storm with you. I also wanted to let you know that if you ever wanted some insider info on the skateboarding world, let me know. I skate and have skated for almost 20 years. It's lifelong love with ebbs and flows, not unlike my love for Power Rangers. I wish I would have said something sooner, but the world is in meltdown mode." You got that right, pal. "And I fall behind and listen to the episodes. Also, between talking Tony Hawk Pro Skater, fingerboarding, and skateboarding culture in general, you two have never really said anything that was egregiously off base. So kudos for that. Keep it up, you two. And stay safe out there."
All right. Look Thank at us. You.
Yeah, I mean, the secret, and I don't know if I've said this, is I used to be a skateboarder.
I used to watch the X Games and be very, very into Tony Hawk. So
I used to do skateboarding. I was pretty mediocre at best, but I have broken a bone and sprained a whole foot, so I think it counts.
So you're in. You're in the club.
I'm in the club.
I was a rollerblader, so
I was a rollerblader.
It's amazing that we're friends.
Well, see, that's the thing, is I am a day walker, because I was a rollerblader. And every single day I think, maybe I get back into rollerblading this year. And every single time I go, I am 31 and my bones will not recover if I fall down, I don't think.
DDP started wrestling in his 30s. It's never too late.
You know what? You got me there. But one day I found a spider in my rollerblades. I threw them out, and I started skateboarding after that.
No spiders can hide on a skateboard.
Not in mine, anyway. Yeah, I broke my collarbone flying down a hill and thinking, well, my board is death wobbling, and I'm not going to be able to right this cruise ship. But if I jump off and start running in the air, maybe I will be going fast enough that I'll be fine. I took two steps. I flung myself forward because I was going far too fast for my tiny legs to take me. I broke my collarbone. I definitely smashed my head on the ground, but I wasn't really concerned about that. I wasn't wearing a helmet because I was a dum-dum, but I have a thick skull, so I was fine. I also tore all the skin off my back, which I didn't realize till later when I was sitting with my shirt off on my aunt's leather couch and stood up to go to the hospital, and there was a sound that came after me. It was pretty gross. So yeah, I'm in the club. Like, I'm in the know,
right?
From skateboards. But thank you for the email. I hope you're staying safe too. I've left my hometown three times since coming back a month ago. So haven't done I guess four times. I did have to go get my stuff from Nashua once. So that yeah.
Have you updated your IDs?
No, and every time I go to buy beer, they have to call somebody over with a book of all of the IDs in the country to make sure it's a real one, and it's a real hassle, let me tell you. So soon I'm going to have to get that ID updated, but
so that you can more conveniently buy a beer.
Pretty much only that. Well, the problem is you lived in New Hampshire briefly.
Yeah.
Did you ever change your ID over though, right?
I did not. I tried to, but New Hampshire didn't want me.
Well, you're from Mass. You're a dirty masshole, so of course not. So there's two DMVs in the area I live in, by which I mean my county and the surrounding counties. And one of them's closed. The other one is by appointment only. And if you call them, they'll be like, "You are 49th in line to get on the phone with someone at the DMV to make an appointment." Who knows how long out that's going to be. So I haven't even really tried. Living back in a small town is weird, is all I'm saying. So I think that covers us for all of our stuff. You want to jump in? You want to talk about this episode?
Oh, yeah. There's something that happens in this episode that I just need to put a big question mark over.
Okay.
I'm very excited to get to it.
All right. We start off with Vexigus telling Mara and Capri that they got to be careful now that they're working together. If you forgot, because the last episode aired 1 month ago when you were watching this, when it aired, they got to be careful. Now that they're working together, they got to be careful of Lothar. And Mara and Capri are like, "That's fine. Leave him to us. We've got a scroll." And Vex is like, "You got the scroll? Let me see the scroll. Give me the scroll right now." And they're like, "You better chill your shit out right now, fish boy." And they basically like flick his nose because he gets like uppity, and they like flick him in the nose. Well, Mara like blasts him in the snoot with a little laser beam.
They shoot him with dark magic.
And so he's like, "Oh, fine. I'll behave.
I'll just stand here in the park.
In the woods.
Because it's not the woods. Because it's open. There's a couple trees, but it's not like a wooded area.
There's trees, but yeah, it is not woods.
I feel like if the camera turned 180 degrees. There's just like a neighborhood right
there's
there.
There's like a school or something right there. Yeah. So they're like, we're going to go get the scroll. You just be chill here. So they leave. We cut back to, we cut to storm chargers. Dustin's coming in doing maybe my favorite acting of the season. Glenn McMillan crushes this scene. He goes so much more, like so much more over the top than he needs to. Cause he comes in with a box of oil. Not like loose oil, but like bottles of oil. And he's like, I ordered 4-stroke. They gave me 2-stroke. What am I supposed to do with this? He's so indignant about this oil, and I love it. Kelly and Shane like laugh, and he's like, what's so funny about 2-stroke oil?
2-stroke oil is a laughing matter, Kelly.
And Shane's like, don't worry about that. Pack your bags. He's like, what do you mean? Why? Kelly's like, you want to do freestyle? Well, guess what? I got you a shot at the U.S. Action Games to do freestyle. And he's like, what? And I'm like, what? He just started freestyling last week. What do you mean?
This is the X Games, right? This is the X Games. Which is like, you don't just get on the X Games, I don't think.
I think that you have to be invited, but maybe Kelly like knows enough people that Storm Chargers and Kelly Kelly Storm Charger, whatever her last name is.
She does tell Dustin, I'm a sponsor, so you like better do good. So I guess she's like in with the X Games.
She says like on the form for your sponsor, put Storm Chargers. Like I am your sponsor, so don't beef it. He's like, this is amazing. And then Tori comes in. Tori with the good hair, I will add, comes in. And he's like, Tori, guess what? And she's like, Kelly got you into the Action Games. He's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, she told me this morning. And he's like, oh, okay.
Before Kelly got there, Shane's like running around. They're both very excited. Shane says he's also going.
For vert, right. He's going for vert skating.
Yeah, he air skates on a couch.
He takes a magazine and like puts it under his foot like a skateboard. Is Kelly also sponsoring him, I assume?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a limit to how many people you can sponsor, I guess.
No,
maybe per sport you can do one.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess it all depends on how much money you got, right?
Like, yeah.
Then Blake and Hunter come in. He barely says, guess what? And they're like, you're going to Action Games. We know. And he's like, everyone knows? And they're like, yeah, everybody but you. And he's like, I hate that. But then they start talking about
this
Blake.
Is Zach's birthday all over again.
Right? Right? They start talking about how Blake tested for Factory Blue again. And he's like basically signed because he was like the fastest since they said McGrath. I don't know if they said Mark McGrath. And I'm pretty sure that's a Sugar Ray Man, right?
It's a Sugar Ray Man. Also, he was on Celebrity Big Brother. And he looks just like Max Headroom now.
He does. Have you seen the cameo he did where he's breaking up with someone's boyfriend for them? Boy, is that a rough watch.
Man, cameo is
Here's the
craziest thing.
You're allowed to say no. You're allowed to go, no, thank you. I do not want that money to break up with your boyfriend for you. I feel like I would die of embarrassment doing that. But Mark McGrath has no scruples.
Here's the thing about Mark McGrath, okay?
Dude wants his $50.
He didn't do great on Celebrity Big Brother. And Sugar Ray's not paying the bills.
Okay. Hey, I don't know. Did he get fired from ET?
Turns out he's kind of just like gross. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think he said something. I don't know. He's like a Trump thumper or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I mean,
because, you know, he's a rich white guy. So,
So eventually it happens to most of them, I guess. Anyway, so Max Headroom, I guess, also did did good at dirt biking. Maybe there's a different McGrath.
There is a different McGrath. I don't think it's Paul.
Paul McGrath.
Maybe it is Paul McGrath. I don't know. I'm sure there's a Mark McGrath. He's a baseballman.
That's Mark McGuire.
That is Mark McGuire. Moving on.
So Blake's like, yeah, I didn't take it though. And they're like, why? It's a free ride with Factory Blue. He's like, well, I'm kind of busy around here, right? And they're like, you can't pass up this opportunity. And I feel like Blake should have said, there will be no dirt biking if the world ends from Lothor. You can't keep dirt biking after that. But they're like, yeah, you got to take this opportunity. Hunter's like, that's what I told him. Hunter did not test, from what I gather. I think
that's
Hunter might be
seems,
over
yeah.
dirt biking now.
Yeah, I think he just wants to chill. He just wants to chill and scope chicks.
And scope out some chicks and support his brother's dreams. And I, you know what? I appreciate that. So they're like, we're going to go anyway. And then we cut to Lothar, who is in like a weird room that's all green lit. And he's got a big scroll. And Mara and Capri walk up and they're like, that the scroll? And he's like, yeah, it's a scroll. Did Vexicus take the bait? And Capri's like, he's a big fish. Of course he took the bait. And I guess they're double crossing him and they start laughing and it's good. And you know what I would have liked to see? This 15, 20 episodes ago.
Anything that happens in this episode could have been set up, but instead it wasn't. Yeah, it was, and it's really frustrating. Like, where, I asked you before we started, where was this plot?
Hiding, hidden in the shadows, like a ninja, like an evil space ninja.
Because, yeah, he's about to explain to them, like, the scroll of destiny.
Yeah.
I think it is. And how, like, he's literally farming generals to feed the abyss of evil.
It's actually pretty great. The idea of it is pretty great. Because he has the scroll of destiny. He's like, this is my whole life led, like, put before me. And it says that I gathered up a bunch of the evilest generals. Which cannot be true because Jubo was one of your generals, so he was kind of a dink and had some good plans re-evil. I don't know if I would put him up with evilist, right? But he's like, I got all them, and one by one they fell, and then their energy went.
There's very few left after the Zordon wave hit.
You know, that's probably true, right? Everybody got turned into dust or yuppies.
Yeah, we have to wait for new evil to breed through.
Right, so he's like, that happened or whatever. And now all of their energy is going to like this one reservoir of evil energy that I can tap into and like have super energy. And Mara calls it the abyss of evil. This could have been like a 5-episode arc at least, right? This could have been the last 5 episodes.
Yeah. Or it could have been like vaguely hinted at.
Yeah.
Throughout the season.
This is the first time we've heard of the Scroll of Destiny. Later on, he will tell us that before they had their fight in the past, and he says in the past, like he knows he's on a TV show, that he grabbed it so he would have it, just in case. We could have seen him get it at least, and then like set that up like 12 episodes ago.
I feel like instead of just knocking the generals all out in like 3 episodes or at the end, he could have like cycled through them throughout the season.
Yeah, because, like, I don't remember. Did Jubo die again recently?
I don't think so.
Is Jubo still out there?
I think Jubo's still around.
Because if this is the plan, they could have, on the show, just actually killed him when he died, right? Like, yeah, and just had him be dead.
I don't know why they're protecting Jubo.
Right? Why? Like, why is he going to make Jubo look strong? Should have never been broken in this business.
Something's going to happen in the next episode where he actually is going to be the most evil general.
I will be upset if that is the case.
Everybody buckle up.
Scroll Destiny says all these things. And he's like, so now we just got to go get the abyss, the power from the abyss, and then we'll destroy the Rangers, and then we'll take over the world. And he's got this big, like, evil, good villain speech. And it's really well done. We cut back to Stormchargers. They're, like, working on... They're, like, helping get ready, so, like, they're all, like, kind of gathered around Dustin's bike or something. I forget exactly what. And Tori's like, hey, wait a minute. Didn't we tell Sensei we were going to be just taken off to go to the action games? And they're like, no. And then...
well, doesn't Dustin bring it up?
No, Tori says, dude, anyone tell Sensei? And then Dustin goes, hey, did anyone ask Cam if he wanted to come with us because he's our friend? And they're like... Also, no. And we just kind of whip pan to them all in the ninja ops, like in their ninja outfits. And Cam's like, so nobody thought to ask me? And he's like, I can understand Dustin forgetting, but everyone else is just like, hey, I'm the one that did remember. Thank you. And Sensei's like, Cam's like, thanks. Sensei's like, yeah, I know. It's a great honor to go to compete in this thing. So, like, I can, the excitement, you know, can make you forgetful. I understand that. And you can go. And they're like, hell yeah, going to the action games, which, as far as I can tell, is in Blue Bay Harbor this year. because they don't go far, and it doesn't seem like they had to get on a plane, and at some point they come back here, and it's like a minute later, so I think it's just like downtown. They're asking for a day off more than to go somewhere, really.
Yeah.
So we go to the action games. I genuinely was not expecting them to go to the action games for real and us to see it happen, but it's dope and also kind of weird.
It's pretty cool. It seems more like a theme park.
Well, there is a roller coaster.
There's a roller coaster. The ticket area, like the outside gate with the ticket.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely at the Cheshire County Fairground for sure. But what I do like is that it seems like you can compete in the action games, right? Like your Tony Hawks and your Chads Muska and like your Travis Pastrami's, all your guys, all your favorite guys can come do their cool like action game stuff. But it also seems like there's like a big like amateur element because like a lot of people just like rollerblading around, like hitting the skate stuff. And I feel like that's a really good idea. Just like while the events aren't going on, just like have stuff for amateur people to like do stuff on, like maybe get noticed. I feel like that's a good call. It's definitely not what they intended. Like, you know that they watched X Games once for a little bit to get some notes.
They watched Tony Hawk do a 900 and they're like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, that's X Games. I get it. Kelly is also here. She's like, I'm going to get you all registered. Don't get lost. Hunter's like, I'm going to go scope out. And Tori's like, some chicks? And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And Cam's like, I'm going to go cruise with you. And they're like, oh, why'd you send Cyber Clam? And he's like, this is regular Cam. And Cam, regular Cam can also go check out chicks.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Shane.
He says, who says regular Cam can't cruise?
That means a different thing, Cam. That means a different thing than what you think it does. And that's not on you. That's on a writer. But it did come out of your mouth. And someone should have known better that is not the same thing as what we are talking about here. So Hunter goes to flirt poorly. He's like, yeah, you should come check out the race sometimes. They're like at work.
Yeah, these girls are just like, go away.
They're like, do you want to buy some tickets to ski ball?
Get out of here. Do you want a slice of pizza or not?
And then Cam's like, hey, Hunter, we got a thing. And he's like, not now, Cam. And Cam's like, yes now, Hunter, because Mara and Capri and some Zackies just rolled in and no one seems to notice.
Yeah, they're just like, they're just outside the fairground.
Yeah, they like walk up. So they walk onto a half pipe. Hunter and Cam run up and they're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, never mind, we got a thing to do. Here's some Fury Zackies. And they call up the Red Zackies.
Yeah, so there's a mix of like 10 regular Zackies and 10 Fury Zackies. And Kelzak Furies, they call them when they summon them in.
Yeah, yeah. And Cam says, we could use some more hands. Keep that in your pocket. Put those hands in your pocket.
So, can I ask a big question right now?
Yeah.
Everyone is here, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So here's what happened. Here's what I'm thinking happened. And we won't see for sure until a minute from now when this problem sort of clears itself up anyway. But I think everyone kind of split up. So, like, I'm assuming, like, Blake and Tori went to go somewhere and Dustin and Shane went to go check out some stuff. And then Hunter and Blake went to go scope for chicks. And they just had – or Hunter and Cam went to scope for chicks. And they just happened to run into this. And they didn't call anybody because they didn't really have time. Because, yes, the other Power Rangers are within shouting distance, really, probably.
Probably, yeah.
So they start fighting. And then some normal regular people show up. Some, like, regular-ass normal. So not Tori, not Shane, and not Dustin show up.
This is my thing, okay? This is my big question mark is... Who the hell are these guys?
Who
and
the
why
fact?
Do they look like the Orig Tridge?
I think it is to trick us for 1 second when you see like two tanned boys and a blonde girl run up and like.
Yeah, but the blonde girl's in like a dark red tank top. Like, you know it's not Tori because
the clothes
aren't right.
They're the Psycho Ninja Rangers.
It's gonna get a little bit bigger of a question mark for me at the end of the fight.
Yeah, so they start fighting, and...
Because I was thinking at this point, because they're fighting, and they're, like, speaking, they're saying things.
Yeah, they're like, huh, yeah, get them, like...
And so, at first, I'm like, this is actually really cool, because I like when regular people step up.
I thought it was a good idea for...
I think it's really neat. This just has this weird aura around it, and then I was like, is this the Dino Thunder Rangers? Like, is this a weird, like, backdoor pilot?
It is not.
Because they don't defeat the Kelzaks.
The Kelzaks leave. Mara's like, Capri forget
find,
this.
Find the Abyss of Evil buried just outside the skate park.
Skate park
in the grass.
In like a ditch. They have like an evil metal detector and it's just in a big ditch outside. Right.
So they call him off and the not Shane is on the ground and they run up to him and they call him Kyle. He has a name.
He's got a name. He's named Kyle. This is buck wild, and also the fight, their part of the fight is, like, kind of embarrassing to watch, because they're doing so poorly, because they're just regular people.
Yeah, the girl does, like, she fights like Billy, where she
does
more
a lot
like,
of dodges and throwing
yeah,
things around, yeah.
Trying to keep away.
Yeah, I like that. Kyle mostly just, like, gets grabbed and thrown around until he's thrown on the ground, and then third guy... I don't even remember what he did, but it also was not great. But it's just like it's kind of weird to watch. But then Hunter and Blake come up and like, what the fuck, y'all? What are you doing? You're gonna get killed.
Hunter and Cam.
I keep saying Blake, don't I?
Yeah, it's because this is the only time they have not been paired off.
That is true. And they're like, we were just trying to help. Also, third guy can hide his accent. Girl and other and Kyle cannot. To save their lives. He literally says, they're like, hey, we're just trying to help. He's like, it's a good thing we were here to help you. And Cam's like, it's a good thing they decided to evaporate because you would have been murdered by aliens. And Kyle goes, I'm gone. And then I forget what not Tori says, but then they all leave. And we will not speak of it again.
No, I'm hoping that it comes up in the next part.
In part two, maybe.
And that, like, they rally, like, all of the action gamers together and, like...
Everyone just runs in with skateboards and on dirt bikes, just beating the hell out of
so
monsters.
So the final, the dream final shot, if I can dream book the
yeah,
end of...
Yeah, fantasy book this, the this, end of, the
not,
finale.
Not the final shot, but the end of the conflict, I guess. Is the Rangers and their Zords fighting probably, like, a giant Lothar.
Probably.
Something. And the regular people, all the action game stars, are just fighting off Kelzaks on the ground, like, in the foreground, while there's, like, a giant Zord battle going on behind them.
Look, that would be pretty dope. It's just... It's so weird because I also genuinely love when people help. Like, when just regular people
yeah.
help. But the energy that Hunter and Cam bring into it makes me go, like, you're right. They shouldn't be here. They don't know what they're doing.
A lot of it read to me is, like, we can't be Power Rangers if they don't leave.
That is true. That's also true.
But they also came off as, like, really ungrateful and kind of shitty.
Well, I see from their point of view, it's like, hey, we were just fighting Kelzaks, and now we have to worry about you three not getting murdered by Kelzaks, right. too. So, like, we have a whole separate layer of things. And Kyle almost got killed. So, like, I don't know. It's really weird. There's, like, a very weird energy. But it's okay because they leave, and we never worry about it again for the rest of this episode anyway. So we cut back. Before we can, they go look around where... Mara and Capri were checking, and they're like, I don't know, something weird happened here. It's like a ditch. Like, I don't know what's up.
Yeah, they do not have a evil metal detector, so they can't sense the pure evil that is like a foot underground.
near the action games. Seems like a Scooby-Doo coincidence. But then the Cam's amulet freezes, and they're like, that's bad. And I guess they're all around there because Dustin's like, dude, it's like 80 degrees out. Why is that freezing? He's like, I don't know. So then he goes back to Ninja Ops. So they're not far. They're not very far away, I don't think. Also, I wouldn't like, now that I'm thinking about it, they probably definitely all drove here with Kelly in like Tori's van.
Yeah.
And I would like to just see that ride. I just would just like to see like cool mom Kelly being like, all right, here's the plan. Here's the itinerary. Here's what we're going to do. So we cut back to... Mara and Capri, and they're like, hey, Uncle Lothar, you know how you like that thing when there's both good news and bad news. And he's like, I do like that. Yes. And that's weird, but charming.
Yeah. He's like, I like a good balance.
And he's like, so good news is we found the abyss. We know where it is. It's in a ditch. And he's like, cool. What's the bad news? Like, bad news is the Power Rangers are all just hanging out right there because of course they are. And he's like, well, I think it's time to put Vexicus to work, get his energy in that abyss if we need it.
So when the season started, he was like, hey, you can't just destroy Power Ranger. Like, you got to let them reach maximum potential and then take them out and whatever.
Yeah.
But really, he's feeding the Power Rangers monsters to kill.
I think that might secretly have been the plan the whole time, but only if you think about it like that, right?
Oh, I wish they hinted at this at all.
It would have been very cool.
I just wish there was something happening in the background that they didn't quite explain, but like showed on occasion.
Yeah.
Leading up to him being like, well, every time a monster dies, evil gets stronger.
Yeah, but you put, you know, more coins in the piggy bank and like... I'm gonna get all that sweet change out. Also, real quick, before we go to that, we're back at Ninja Ops, and Cam's like, my thing froze, and Senta's like, has it frozen? He's like, no, sometimes it gets warm when something good happens. And he's like, so if it gets warm when good happens, like, he's trying to like walk Cam there, and Cam's like, it gets cold when bad happens. He's like, there you go. That's thermodynamics if I've ever heard it. So
what a strange dowsing machine.
Yeah, right. So we cut back to Vexicus, who's still in like that little park woods area, just like hanging out, mad, and he's extremely mad. He's like, hey, where the hell have you been? Where's the scroll? I'm pissed now. And they're like, shut up. And they grow him with the Pam. And then he grows, and now that he is tall, he starts screaming about, he's like, oh, now we're gonna trick Lothor. This is it. This is how we're going to get Lothor now that I'm big.
Yeah, Vexicus sucks for the remainder of his life.
Yeah, he sucks and then he dies.
Yeah.
Like, he does a cool thing in the fight. The fight is pretty good, but it's still like, man, you're being so tricked, you do not even know how tricked you're being right now. Then we cut to Mara and Capri near the waterfall, like in the waterfall area, looking for something, and they find this big green hatch, and they just rip it up and just tear it apart, and they're like, that'll get them.
Yeah, they come across it like, ooh, green, nice touch. I thought it was gonna be like the power for the whole thing, like the whole ninja ops.
No, it's just the override hatch for the
samurai. I think specifically Cam's Zord.
Yeah, because they do mention it being color-coded for their convenience.
Which makes me wonder when in the Sentai this battle with Vexicus takes place, because they're going out of their way to make sure the Green Ranger cannot participate.
Yeah, because he's like, because Cam sees this and he's like, I'm going to go take care of that, launch my cool Zord, and it doesn't work. And he goes, uh-oh. And then Clam is there and he's like, hey, Clam, you know that green hatch that has the override controls for the hangar? He's like, yeah, you programmed it into me. He's like, oh, I forgot. Sorry. Can you go check it out? He's like, yeah. So Clam goes to check it out. Then he calls the Rangers. And he's like, hey, I'm going to send you your Zords because mine isn't working. There's Vexicus here. And they're like, yeah, dope. We got it. So they all go to leave. All five of them go to leave. Because like, where are you going? And they're like, we all have to go pee right now. So we're doing the buddy system.
If Kelly didn't know before...
She has to know in like 3 minutes. There's no way she doesn't know.
Yeah,
right. Because they go, we get to Clam, we come back to Clam, he sees like the box is wrecked, and before he like starts working on it, he's like, oh, I gotta fix it to get the manual override. Come back to the Rangers, they morph, they get in their Zords, mini Zord comes out, they do the Thunderstorm Megazord, they do the whole thing. They slowly roller skate at Vexicus, which is my favorite little thing. It's big, and it just has, like, these little wheelies under it. It's like, vroom. Shane calls the mammoth in a minute. Like, Shane has the guitar and starts calling the mammoth, which is weird.
I noticed something about the guitar. Maybe we've talked about... I think we did talk about this. how they strum it with a dustpan.
it's not actually a guitar in the Sentai. I forget the actual. It's like a traditional Japanese instrument that you use, like this big, like.
Oh, okay.
It's like a pick, but it is like a putty spatula kind of thing. It's okay. So big.
Yeah, because I was about to say, as someone who is currently kind of learning how to play a real guitar.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
You don't want to just run a squeegee over it.
No, no. If you didn't pick up a big dustpan and started thwacking at it, it might not go great. But this is designed like the strings are much farther apart. It looks like so. But they just called it a guitar because no, it's like a. I'm not gonna say the word. I want to say like a shikaku, but that is from Ace Ventura. That is not.
Shikaka, show some damn respect.
Sorry,
put some respect on Shikaka's name.
So Shane has it. They call the mammoth, and in response to the mammoth, Vexigus calls up his big land shark and destroys it and knocks them. It hits them so hard that it causes an earthquake. Which we cut back to Kelly, who's like trying to. She's like, "Can you just like put the next event off for like a minute?" He's like, "If they show up, then you got nothing to worry about, but like I can't just stall it." She's like, "Oh, fine, all right." He's like, "I'm sorry, Kelly." And then an earthquake happens, so everything is off, and at this point she should go, "They're Power Rangers." Oh, I figured it out, that they have to be Power Rangers. So then from here, this is when we do the Raimi zoom on the Shemp cam, which is when so Sam Raimi, I want to say, invented this technique. He put a camera on a piece of plywood, and so you could hold it really low. Two people would hold each side of the plywood, and they would run, and the camera's, like, right along the ground. They do that in this. It's just, like, straight up do that and rush to the abyss to see that, like, it's percolating. Like, it's doing something. So then we cut back to the fight. The Zords have split apart again, which is that's a weird call. Thunders get a sword. They attack, counters it, blows them up. I guess they kill Vexicus too.
I don't know what happened here. They call the Serpent Sword.
Yeah.
And they like hit him, and I guess it didn't do anything. And then I feel like they group hugged him and self-destructed.
I think,
because there's a huge explosion and Vexicus's soul goes into the abyss of evil. Yeah, and then we don't see Blake and Hunter anymore.
I think Vexicus self-destructed.
Oh, maybe. Because there's a big explosion. The Rangers all go, "No!" And then Vexicus is dead.
Yeah. And they go to look for them. Like, they're in, like, the wreckage. They go to, like, look for the Thunders and don't find them and leave. So...
Yeah.
That's weird to do. We will not see them for the rest of this episode, and I hope they're okay. But honestly, they might be dead bodies.
They're either okay or... dead.
Not. So we cut back to Clam, who's fixing the box, and Lothor is there with Mario and Capri. And he's like, "Do you have the cyber virus ready?" And they're like, "Yeah." And then he's like, "Hello, cyber nephew." And they shock him with this cyber virus.
I love that. Hello, cyber nephew.
So then we cut back to Ninja Ops, and Cam can't find Blake or Hunter, and now Clam is offline, and they're like, which he's not, but that's beside the point that we'll get to in a second. And they're like, "I don't know what to do." And Sen's like, "Well, you just look for him. They got to be somewhere. They couldn't just disappear, right? So just look for him." And then Lothor comes in, and they're like, "How'd you get in here, Lothor?" And he's like, "Well, I reprogrammed your cyber you to show us where it is, and I used my DNA handprint, which is the same as my brother's, to get into the ninja base." And that's not how that works, but it's it makes Power Rangers sense, I guess. Like, yeah, it's close enough.
It makes enough sense for kids, you know?
Yeah, well, they're like, yeah, they're twins. They gotta have the same handprint DNA, whatever the fuck that means.
I'm pretty sure twins also have different DNA.
yeah, because they're like, not, you can the identify same them person. Yeah. So that's, like I said, it makes Power Rangers sense at least. And then Senji's like, "You're never gonna get me, Lothor." And he's like, "I didn't come for you. I came for Cam." And Lothor has like this big evil speech, and it's very good.
We do and also need to point out that Cyber Cam gets like thrown to the ground, and he crawls under a table and goes invisible.
Yes.
So he's still around.
Is he infected, though? Or did they just, like,
I don't tell him
to, like, show us where you live?
Yeah, I feel like he just showed them how to get there. I don't know if he was really virused.
Do you think? Because, like, I expected him to, like, show back up and then, like, pull an Alpha 5 and start ripping things apart, right?
Yeah.
Like, when Alpha got virused. But no.
Instead, he just disappears and then he's gone.
And it's like he's hiding. He's like, this sucks. I'm going to hide and go. I'm going to disappear. I'm going to turn into nothing, back into light or whatever. So Lothar has this big speech. He's like, is it so wrong to want to destroy everyone good in the world? And so evil reigns. It's like this big thing. And Kim goes, yeah. And they start fighting.
It's super tight on his face, too. He's just like, yeah. But it's an extreme close up.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's a lot of weird camera work.
They saved it all for the end, right? Like,
yeah.
To get all weird. So Lothar and Sensei start fighting for like a second. Capri and Mara just start slashing the hell out of everything in here and completely wrecking the place. Then Cam jumps in to start fighting Lothar, and they like got like wire work and everything, and like it's a good fight. But they end up like just like annihilating Ninja Ops, basically. And he picks Cam up and he's like, you're coming with me. And Sensei jumps at him. And Lothar like just basically is like talk to the hand and just smacks him away with a laser beam. And it looks like
he hits the wall and explodes a little bit.
It looks like Sensei, a guinea pig, notoriously fragile creatures, is dead now.
A lot of death in this episode.
It's wild. They leave. We go to commercial. The Rangers come in. They see the destruction. They're like, Cam said they had to be around here somewhere. They start looking around. We cut away. And the place is like destroyed. It's like Turbo destroyed. Like at the end of Turbo, like it's just, it's done.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this is like the most successive villain has had since Divatox.
Yeah. And we'll see the thing. Now that they have like every season is a different set of Rangers, you can put the button on the end of it like you could for a while. This is the first time they're like, I guess not, because Lightspeed Rescue, they also destroyed all of the Aqua Base.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, we can just like wreck stuff at the end now. That's pretty good. We cut to Lothar's ship. Cam is tied up. And he's like, your plan's not going to work, Lothar. And he's like, hey, do you notice this? This is Scroll Destiny. Cam's like, that's been missing for years. He's like, yeah, before our fateful encounter in the past, when you time traveled in the past, I took it just in case so I would have insurance because it says all the things I'm going to do. And I'm like, okay, so did you do the things because they were on the scroll, or did the scroll show things you were going to do anyway? Lothar?
So Lothar's going over and he goes down to the bottom and he's like, see, this is where it says I destroyed the Earth. But the picture is the three Zords.
Yep.
And maybe it's them exploding or something, because there is like something around them. But to me, I read that as they stop you.
Well, the thing is, it's the end is missing. It's like torn off. And Cam's like, it's missing the end. And Lothar's like, don't even try that. Don't give me that bull. That's wrong. And Cam's like, okay, bud. So then he takes the amulet from Cam and they all start laughing. He's like, it's payback time, nephew, to be continued. So I started, Josh.
Yeah.
What's the best?
I know we gave it a lot of guff. Mm-hmm. And I know that it does raise a huge question on why it does exist. But I am gonna best three regular people helping Power Rangers fight evil.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to best the idea that Lothar has been secretly sending generals to die to put enough points in the well that he can take and level up 1,000 times.
Yeah, it makes so much sense when you like go backwards from here.
Yeah.
Like, of course, if his goal is for all of his generals to be killed and feed the overarching essence of evil, which I guess is also them bringing like the Sentai back in.
Yeah.
Of course, he's going to recruit his arch nemesis who's going to like betray him and all of his men.
And set that up. Yeah. It does make a lot of sense going backwards. It just seems like they could have done something to just like hint at it. Not like let us know. Not like look at the camera and wink and be like, something's going on here. But just be like, something's going on. Like,
We got, whenever it was just Lothar and Myra and Capri, it was more like this and less than being stupid for nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, that really bugs me still.
Because they're still awesome in this episode.
Yeah. Because this is just good now.
This is just who they were the whole time, but they were faking until now, and that sucks.
Yeah, that's a real big bummer. But like I guess as a twist it really works, but as someone who had to watch Mara and Capri to a lesser extent, but like Mara do like some genuinely cool stuff.
Mara was the butt of a lot of jokes too.
Yeah, and then like just to like completely revert them back to be like, I don't know how to spell the word big, and I'm like, that's too far. You're going too far in the other direction. What's the worst?
I kind of want to say the worst is just the way Vexicus kind of sucked at the end.
Is that Vexicus is like, now that I'm big, clearly I'm winning.
They hit him on the nose with a newspaper, and so he just sits and waits in a park until Lothar makes him grow, and then he says, oh yeah, now I've got Lothar right where I want him. It's just stupid.
He's like, no you don't, you dummy.
Maybe he was acting confident the whole time, and really he's just a dummy.
Maybe he was just pretending. Well, like, look, there was that one episode where the whole time he's like, no, just wait a minute, though. And like, that's what I would do if I also didn't know what I was doing. Is it like, this is all going according to a plan. I promise.
Did he kill Shimatsu?
I was just thinking that. I don't actually remember.
Are Shimatsu and Chubo just like hiding somewhere because they heard what the plan was and they're like, nope, goodbye.
No, Shimatsu died because Shimatsu was tricked to work with Mara and Capri and then died.
Right, right, right.
Chubo is still at large as far as I recall.
Yeah, I don't think anything's happened with Chubo since he left that meeting that they had.
Yeah, I don't know. He just went to lunch and then came back and everyone was gone. He's like, I guess I'll play Nintendo.
Boop, boop, boop. Ram Jam.
I'm in a worst. I know you just bested it, but I'm a worst of those three people just helping out.
Hey, that's fair.
Because it felt so weird. First of all, it felt completely out of nowhere. But that kind of makes sense, right? Because they're at a place, there's like a bunch of monsters. People are going to help, right? People are going to just...
yeah,
run in and start throwing hands, but like they all sucked really bad, and it's like when, you know, when kids are, when like 3 year olds are running around in like a retail establishment trying to jump under a cart and die, you know,
yeah,
because they have no self like survival instincts. That's what these three people felt like, and then also two of them could not hide their accents to save their lives, but maybe they came all the way here from Australia.
Maybe. I'm hoping that they come back up.
I
don't want it to just be this weird scene. And I like when I was watching it, I was like, this is really cool. But it does have this really weird air about it.
There's
and
a
I don't
weird
know,
energy.
I don't know why they did it.
No, and it's, like, especially if they don't come back. If they did all this and they don't come back, then like I don't know what to do about this. But
yeah, because they don't. The only thing they might do is prevent the Rangers from using their communicators to call for help, which keeps the group split. But why did you have to make them look like Shane, Dustin, and Tori? Like,
I don't know.
It's so strange. Maybe what's going to happen is they're going to defeat Lothar, and they're all going to, now that they're grown-ups, they're going to move on and do grown-up things, and then these are the three that the ninja powers will be passed to.
I mean,
but like that, I also might feel like there's going to be a team up next season, and it's not going to be with Kyle. So,
can you imagine how bad that would be? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But yeah, I'm just worsting those three, just like coming in to like get beat up more than anything. Who's MVP?
I'm gonna give it to Lothar this time because he went back to good Lothar.
That is true. I'm really tempted to also give it to Lothar. But
when they first get back to the ship, when Mara and Capri first get back to the ship, and he's in like a heavy half silhouette, and he's in this like weird lighting, and he's just like, "Did he take the bait?" He's like, "I'm gonna kill the crap out of Mexicus.
I'm gonna fry him up and eat him."
And he's just like, really, he also, I guess, is just acting stupid for half the season. So yeah, I'm gonna give it to Lothor.
I'm tempted to give it to Lothor because he was really great, and all he had two big evil speeches, and they were both great.
Yeah,
which never happens. But I'm gonna give it to Kelly because
you feel bad about Punk Kelly.
Look, I came around. I don't know what I was thinking. I genuinely, I looked at it again the other day, and I was like, "Damn, girl!" Like, she might be into some stuff that I'm not quite into, but like, look, I'll give it a shot. I want to give it to Kelly because last episode, Dustin's like, "I really want to freestyle," and she's like, "Yeah, okay, I support you." And what she meant was, "I'm gonna get you into the X Games to do freestyle and sponsor you." And like, she put her money where her mouth is, and she like did this thing. Then there's like the scene where her like with them going there, and her being like, "I'm gonna get you signed up. Everybody, don't run away." Like being like a really good like mentor figure for them, but in their civilian identities. And then also at the end, being like, "I know they're not here, but like, can you please like just trying to like get the event pushed, even though like clearly it wasn't gonna happen." Like, I don't know. I just feel like Kelly did a lot of good work. Also, she was in like a lot more of the episode than she's been in for a while. Yeah, and that's always nice.
I wish that anytime Kelly showed up, like this was the normal amount of Kelly.
Yeah, for real. Instead of like Kelly being like, "Hey, what's up?" and then like leaving.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be there all the time. But I mean, she's a really good Ernie, for the lack of like a better term. And it sucks that a lot of her episodes is just her for 2 minutes being like, "Okay, lock up when you're done."
Yeah. So I'm going to give it to Kelly. Because next episode, there's no way I'll be able to give it to Kelly. And I just want to give it to her one last time.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Kelly's going to lead the charge of the action games against the Kelzaks.
Kelly gets on a dirt bike with like a spiked bat and just starts beating. All right. We got to tentatively rank it.
Wraps her fist up in a chain, starts freaking wailing. Oh,
just starts going rumbling the Bronx on people. That would be amazing. It's like, "Get out of the way, Kyle. I'm trying to do something here."
"That's my secret. I'm always Punk Kelly."
All right. We got to tentatively rank part one of this. There's so many multi-parters that there's only 26 entries on the list. There are 38 episodes. There's about to be a 27th, but that's as far as it'll go. I'm thinking kind of high. I enjoyed the heck out of this episode.
I think it's a top tier episode.
I feel like I know what you're about to ask.
What am I about to ask? Where did my eyes land?
Shane's karma?
No, they actually started lower, but then I did work up to that. I first looked right at I Love Lothor, and I'm like, it's definitely better than that. So I creeped up to Shane's karma. I feel like it's better than that.
I do too.
I don't know about Thunder Strangers, though. Is this a top five episode?
I feel like right now it's a top six, and we'll see how the finale sticks to landing, because it might end up as a top five.
Okay.
So, tentatively, coming at number six, Storm Before the Calm. God, now I have to think about that sentence, because you've poisoned the well.
Oops.
So that's going to do it for us. For today, we will see you in a couple days. I would say Friday, but they've been going up later and later. Yeah, sometimes they don't get into the Dropbox until Saturday night.
Sometimes they're in the Dropbox for 2 days before I finally pull them out and put them up.
So
to get better about that. I do have a lot going on right now. So hopefully things will start to normalize. Or by the time this goes up, they have kind of normalized.
I've also been pretty bad about getting some things done on time. So it's not just you. It's going around. So we will see you on Friday. I'm just going to say Friday, and I'm going to do my damnedest to get it done on Thursday night. So it'll be in the drop, or it'll be on Patreon Thursday, so it'll go up on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I would have also yawned since you just did.
Oh, yeah. Just pass that through the internet.
Just throw that 1,700 miles or however far away it is.